So as you know, the Supported Decision-Making Agreement Act was part of the 2015 guardianship reform. And supported decision-making is an alternative to guardianship, and so we are required to consider this before we file for guardianship. Supported decision-making is a process to support an adult with a disability to enable them to make their own life decisions, such as where to work, where to live, what medical services to receive. The individual chooses a supporter, and then that supporter helps that individual to gather information needed to make those decisions, and then the supporter helps the individual to analyze that information, look at the consequences of different actions, and then the individual makes the decision, and then the supporter can help to communicate that decision to the appropriate party. So it's important to remember that the individual retains the right to make the decision. You can read my paper for a detailed analysis of this statute. So we're going to talk really more about the practicalities of how this is working. So, Richard, so you were on the committee that assisted with this legislation. So why supported decision-making, and what was the intent?
Sure. First of all, I appreciate the opportunity to speak here today. Supported decision-making was really a result of a grassroots movement on the part of people with disabilities, not only in Texas, but also throughout the country. And it's an effort on the part of people with disabilities to gain more control over their life and to establish their own self-determination in making decisions that impact their life. And the amazing thing about supported decision-making that it first started here in Texas, even though it began in Europe. The first trial for supported decision-making occurred here. There was a pilot that was done probably three or four sessions ago, and there was a grant given to the Arc of Texas in San Angelo.